Welcome to Neon and Beyond, a weekly public affairs program produced by Lotus Broadcasting, raising awareness for issues in our community. We will also address the needs of local nonprofits in this entertaining half hour. And now, here is your host of the longest-running public affairs program in Southern Nevada, Steph McKenzie.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Neon and Beyond. I am your host, Steph McKenzie, of course, going to get you up close and personal with some wonderful things that are here in our own backyard you might not know of. You might have known them. They've added things. There's lots of fabulous things to always get involved with. So thank you for taking time this morning. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you Sydney Knott Cunningham. Good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you coming in early this morning. And we are going to find out about Horses for Heroes and the Family Equestrian Center. And I know that this has become a big thing that has been going on with therapy and horses and stuff like that. So thank you for sharing with all of us this morning.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much. I have to get up early anyway to feed the horses, so it's not a big deal.
All right. So, yes, we do have horses in Las Vegas. For those that are new to Las Vegas, I remember moving here years and years ago, and it was like, there's animals in Vegas. I thought it was so hot. But taken care of on a different realm, especially coming from Wyoming, they're taken care of different, correct?
Well, they are. I mean, we have a lot of horses in the valley. You know, it's interesting, us living here in the West, we would not be here. We always think about the casinos and the glitz and the glamour, but really, it was horses that brought us here. Covered wagons, Pony Express, Stagecoach. This is the Wild West, and we're reminded of that every December, but sometimes we forget about it. So we hope that if you made it your New Year's resolution to ride a horse and you haven't yet crossed that item off your bucket list, now's the time.
Awesome. Okay, well, with that being said, Horses for Heroes is an organization that's been around for how long?
We started this organization in my backyard, as you said, in 2006. And it really is we like to think of it as a YMCA with horses. It is that place where you can go with your family, with your kids, to learn how to ride a horse, to learn how to care for a horse. And my goodness, if you're ever thinking about buying a horse, please spend some time with us year-round, and you'll either be more encouraged to do that, or maybe you'll just think about loving horses the rest of your life, not necessarily owning one.
It is an expensive hobby. That is one thing I do know for sure.
Well, it's a lifestyle. It's a 24/7, 365 lifestyle, and it is. They require their care. They have to be fed. They have to be taken care of. They have to be monitored, and it's not something that if you love going on vacations, you love taking your summers off and hiding inside in the air conditioning, not a great activity for you.
Absolutely. Positively. I used to do horse camp way back when in North Dakota, so it was something very fun. I loved it. But what do you guys do? What do you specifically want the public to know about you guys?
Well, our mission is to make horseback riding affordable and accessible for local heroes in our family. You know, there are thousands of men and women in our community who are in harm's way every single day, whether they're fighting fires or chasing bad guys or serving our community and country. They put a uniform on, they work in the ER, they are in harm's way every single day. And there's a lot of worry that goes along with that, whether you're the spouse or the children. And, you know, whether it's horses or any activity, these are distractions that allow you to pursue something that is important to you and not worry so much about what your mom and dad are doing. And on the other side, the mom or dad that are in harm's way might feel better because their children are going to camp or having fun riding horses. So it puts a little bit of a different spin on a very dangerous situation.
Well, they say that, and like I was saying before, that one of the new things really that is coming to the forefront is how the therapy with the horses for people that have, you know, post-traumatic stress or any of the trauma, that horses are really coming up and helping as far as all animals, but horses,
well,
really.
You know, it's been like that for years. I mean, in the DOC, Department of Corrections, they've been using horses to rehabilitate prisoners since the 60s, very, very successfully. They find that the recidivism rate of prisoners who have worked with horses and then get out mostly do not go back. And so we know these statistics. It is kind of a popular thing these days, thanks to movies and TV and YouTube and social media. But, you know, you cannot spend time with a horse, you know this, and not feel better about yourself. Whether you're a child who is feeling a little insecure or a little anxious, or a firefighter or a police officer or a service member come back from his active duty, you cannot spend time with a horse and not feel more confident, more trustful, respected. It's just the way they are. We can go on and on about the predator-prey relationship.
Well,
and
I was going to say, one thing that happens when you're around a horse is you... It's the weirdest thing. If you've never done it, please get a hold of Horses for Heroes and try it out. Because for some reason, you just forget about everything else because you're in that moment and concentrating on, you know, I mean, the first thing is you don't want to get kicked by a horse, but you want to respect the horse and you want to make sure they're taken care of because they didn't do anything to you and you're not going to do anything to them. And it just becomes this connection right away.
Well, that's exactly right. It is about the moment. Horses live in the present. And so you take people who are living in the past, who are stressing about the future, and you have no choice but to live in the moment. Horses live in the moment. And it gets a little bit more technical because, you know, we're carnivores and they're herbivores, and so they're afraid of us and they're huge, and so we're naturally afraid of them. But when you realize that they need us as their friend, their protector, it puts your whole mindset, yes, they're huge and they're big, but when you realize that they are relying upon you to be the right person that's going to help them and not harm them, it softens your edges and it makes you feel, this person needs me. This person needs me right now. So I'm not worried about the things that have happened in the past or what's going to come in the future. I need this person right now to trust and respect me so we can get on down the road. And that's really the point of it.
Well, I love it. So Horses for Heroes this morning, if you're joining us on Neon and Beyond, and Sydney Knott Cunningham, president, CEO, and founder. And so now we know the why, and now we know why people should go out there. And, you know, everyone's always looking for a new thing to do or something to try. And you want people to come out there. Where are you guys at?
We absolutely do. We are in a location. It's a kind of a rural urban ranch. It's at a little bit around Lone Mountain in Buffalo, really kind of central. 4975 North Miller Lane is our actual address. We are open Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 2. Always check the website just to make sure we haven't closed because of weather. You know, we do get weather in Las Vegas. Had snow a year ago, didn't we?
Don't jinx us.
You might have it again. But we are open 10 to 2 for what we call open barn, which is when you can come out, visit the ranch. We have a barnyard with goats and a donkey
and pigs.
And
this is open for everyone.
It's open for active duty veterans, first responders, school teachers, nurses, but anyone can join as a friend on their website for $50. Again, going with the YMCA model, you have to be a member. But if you want to come out one time, bring your family, check it out, see if it's for you, we will certainly welcome you. If you want to sign up for lessons or camps or the activities that we offer, we'd love for you to be a member.
So there's a lot going on with you guys. So where are you guys on the web?
It's horsesforheroes.org with the number 4.
Awesome. And is that the best way to see what's going on, activities and get
exactly.
In touch
with you guys? Have a calendar and I keep it pretty updated. We're also on Facebook. We also are a national organization. This is our headquarters, our flagship facility, and we do have affiliates throughout the country. But in Las Vegas, the best way to check us out. And if you're visiting, if you're here for the weekend and you want to know something other than the neon side of Las Vegas, come on out and ride a horse.
All right, so now you've got lots of things going on throughout the whole year that people can get involved with, too. What do you have coming up?
We have President's Day Camp coming up on, I believe it's tomorrow. And that's always a fun way just to spend the day at the ranch. The open barn we have, as I said, every Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 2. Spring break camp is coming up in April, and we do 10 weeks of summer camp.
Wow, you have a summer camp for
everyone. We do, once a week for 10 weeks, and it's super fun. Kids are outdoors. You know, for all that we complain about children today and technology and tablets and cell phones and all that, we take that all away. And for 5 days, for 40 hours, the children have no technology. There's nothing digital about a horse. It's all nothing virtual. You're in the real world. And you know what? I never hear a complaint about not playing a video game. They love the tug of war. They love the archery. They love the ninja course. Children will play outdoors and have fun if you let them.
Absolutely. I agree. As a mom of a 6 and 7 year old, I absolutely agree. I'm going to have to look into that camp. That sounds very, very interesting.
It's a lot of fun. They go home. I think the best thing we offer to parents in this community is we send children home really, really tired.
Awesome.
And hungry.
Better.
And hungry. Tired and hungry. And they eat well. I've had parents tell me that when they spend time with at our camps, two really important byproducts that I thought were pretty overwhelming. One is that they eat better than they've ever eaten before, and they're more interested about their pets. They go home more interested about the guinea pig, the ferret, the rabbit, the cat, the dog. They want to feed them. They want to care for them. They want to clean up after them. Because believe it or not, the children's favorite activity at the ranch is mucking stalls.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
And tell people what that is.
That is scooping poop.
Who would have thought? That is scooping. Crazy.
They beg to do it. They love it.
All right. And what are some things that you would like everyone to know about you guys as far as what their, you know, notions already are coming into it? What are you not and what are you?
Well, we are a nonprofit. Like any nonprofit, we thrive on donations and sponsorships and volunteers. We welcome anyone 16 and older to come out and volunteer with us, whether it's a one and done or on a regular basis.
I'm sure you're big with 4-H.
There is no real 4-H here.
Oh, there isn't?
No, not really. No.
Oh, okay.
And FFA is away in Pahrump. But we work with high school kids, a lot of high school kids, for community service hours. They can work a week of camp, for example, and get 40 hours just right off the bat. All of our volunteer student counselors are local teenagers, which is a great way for them to also maybe to learn a new career. They're wonderful careers in
Absolutely.
Parks and recreation and camps. We charge $35 for a writing lesson. It costs us $50 to give that lesson. It's a very, very expensive. Making horseback riding affordable is very expensive. Our fixed costs run about $15,000 a month. So we do rely on community sponsorships, donations, our Sponsor a Horse program to close that gap between what it costs us to deliver the services we provide and what we can charge. We also have free workshops, as you mentioned, for veterans with post-traumatic stress, first responders, victims of domestic abuse and violence, recovering addicts, foster farms. We do free field trips for Clark County School District. A couple years ago, we had about 3,000 kids come through. Hay doesn't grow on trees.
Right. It's expensive.
Neither does money. It is very expensive. So you can donate at our website, horsesforheroes.org. Any amount, $100, feeds all of our farm animals for 1 week. So we appreciate the community support. That's what's gotten us this far for starting our 14th year serving the community, and we're proud to be here.
That is awesome. All right, so if you're looking for them, of course, you can go on online, horsesforheroes.com.
org.
And the other thing that I would tell people is don't be scared. Just try it, right?
Absolutely. Just come on out. And we have miniature horses. We have the barnyard. We're not going to put you on a horse the minute you come out. But the whole environment, you know, we have picnic tables and shaded trees, and sometimes just coming out and watching the horses ride is therapeutic or relaxing. Not a lot of places, you know, in Las Vegas where we can do this anymore. Many of them have closed. We've lost Bonnie Springs. So pretty soon we may be the last man standing if you want to go experience a rural country experience in the middle of the city.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Sydney Knott Cunningham, before we let you go, any last words?
Nope. Thank you for being here, and Happy New Year. Make it your resolution to come out and ride a horse.
I think that's amazing. Get to know them. Go out and try it. It's a good, good place. I've heard about you guys. I've never been able to experience it, but I think that
that's
this summer
change.
Will be in my future. Absolutely. Coming soon. Horses for Hero, the Family Equestrian Center. Check it out. Lots of things going on throughout the whole year. Summer camps, day camps, and a nonprofit, so you can get involved and volunteer as well. So thank you again for coming, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Without further ado, we're going to jump right to it. Our second year that we get to hang out with these guys
yes.
in the Rock and Honor. This morning, I am joined with the beautiful Lisa Cho. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Steph, again.
I really appreciate it. And she is the event coordinator and helping with all of this that's going on. So
yes, ma'am.
Let's just start with you. We have lots of guests to get to this morning.
Yes.
Tell us about Rock and Honor and what this is and how it started.
It started a while ago. It was a concert that was being put on to help support Police Unity Tour, which is officers riding to the Washington, D.C. Memorial in support of our fallen officers and their families.
And when you say riding, you're saying bicycles?
Bicycles, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it started out as that. It kind of faded out a little bit. And then so just turned out that I had a conversation with the lead singer of Adelita's Way, Rick. And it was brought up. He's like, hey, can I do a benefit concert or something like that? I was like, yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, let's do one for Police Unity Tour. And that's kind of where it spawned off from. Then I had no clue what I was doing. Like, I mean, I'm just a cop, so, you know, I'm not a promoter, so.
You're the event coordinator?
Yeah, now
you're the event coordinator.
I'm the event coordinator.
Are you still working as a cop on the streets?
Yeah, so okay. This is actually like two jobs now for me, which is great. Yeah, I just asked my husband. He's real happy.
But the event last year did such amazing things.
It did.
And it's grown this year. So this is for everyone listening. We are kind of all over the place. But the Rockin' Honor is for fallen officers.
Yes.
It's on a national level.
Yes.
Bringing it here to Las Vegas to honor officers that have fallen in the line of duty.
Yes. And retired and officers that are on duty right now, they participate in it. It actually originated from New Jersey back in, I believe it was 97. And they started out with just 18 riders. It was actually in Florham Park. And they were doing it to honor an officer that had died in the line of duty. So these three guys got together and put it together. And now it's like 10 chapters throughout the United States. They went international a few years ago where some officers got to ride with the Israeli police. That was pretty special. So it's kind of grown. So this is, if you haven't seen what this is about, I suggest to go online to their website, Police Unity, and look at some of the videos because it's pretty amazing what they do for these families.
Is it policeunity.com?
I believe it's .org. Yeah.
Okay. So everyone go there and check it out and tell us about the event, where the money's going.
Oh,
and all that
good
stuff.
Okay. So
this event, I'll help you a little bit, is coming up at the Brooklyn Bowl, which of course Lotus Broadcasting loves.
They're
awesome.
We do
a lot of stuff there with them. And tickets are very reasonable.
Yeah. It was, I want more people to come. I want more people to be in the venue. I want the families to see that. I want the officers to see that. So we knocked it down to half of what it was last year. So it's it's $10 a ticket. And then at the door, it's $15. And you can go to brooklynbowl.com, look on the website, get your tickets, or I guess you can get them for me.
Or you can get them at the door, which, you know, some people in Vegas, we kind of sometimes wait till the last minute, which $15 still, but helping in a great cause. The money's helping for all the causes that you guys are doing. And this is going to be Saturday, February 22nd at Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah,
and
I got
what's the money going to be used for?
The money goes to, it's kind of evolved over the years. So initially it started out just for a Police Unity tour. This last year is for a Police Unity tour. This year, it's kind of the umbrella for Police Unity Tour Chapter 4. Then we also have Vegas Misfits, which is going to be a newly developed team in Vegas that they're going to be riding for our memorial, doing a ride in Nevada for ours. And then also the LVMPD Honor Guard, which the Honor Guard's really important because not only do they, you know, go to the funerals and help with the services for our fallen, but they also go outside of Nevada and help other states or cities that they may not be able to do that.
And let's make it clear, too, they're using their own funds when they do this kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So events like this really help when things happen and they need to get somewhere quick.
Yeah, it's huge.
So who's going to be in the lineup?
Oh, man. Of course, headliner is going to be Adelita's Way. I love those boys. They are so supportive. Also, Bravo Delta, they're a local band. I met them about a year and a half ago, and they are phenomenal live. Also, Silver Sage, which I keep saying it, they're going to be the next big band out of Vegas. But they're phenomenal, good group of guys there. And also, Megan Ruger, who she was on The Voice, and that girl, she's the lead singer for, I think it's called Rock Vault over at the Rio. It used to be at the Hard Rock. Her voice is just killer. And then we have Green Valley School of Rock Kids.
That's so
which,
cool.
I know. I can't wait to see them. They are so excited to be on a big stage. It's just awesome for them. And then, of course, our Las Vegas Emerald Society pipe band, you know, and that's our guys that play the bagpipes.
That always gives me chills.
Oh, yeah.
That's worth it right there to see those guys.
They're pretty awesome to watch and how we've configured it for them to enter into a room. It's pretty breathtaking.
It is.
Cool. And we also have Aaron White. He's doing the anthem, the national anthem. So
awesome. You got a great lineup, a good one. This is growing.
Yeah, it is.
Kudos to you.
I'm trying.
This morning you were hearing Lisa Chow. She is the event coordinator coming up for the Rockin' Honor, which is going to be Saturday, February 22nd. And of course, you brought some great guests with you this morning. I'm really honored. We got to get to some more wonderful guests. And Tom Wagner is here. And Tom is a retired police officer. And Tom, what's your involvement with all this?
Well, I'll tell you what. I started riding with the Police Unity Tour a year after I retired from Metro and just got hooked on it because what a way to come together as police officers and ride from a designated spot and ride four 100-mile days. When you get off that bike, you really know why you're riding, because you're riding for that officer that doesn't get to see his family that night that he should see, that either he's assassinated or killed in a car wreck or whatever it is. So it really gives you a great passion for what you're doing. And then when you ride into the police memorial wall and you see all those families there, the officers that we're going to put on the wall that current year, families that come back that just need that to get over and cope, it's emotional. You'll come through the wall on a bicycle crying your little eyes out. And that's what it's all for. I mean, really, it's something that it makes you want to train, because I'm not going to give up, because I know I need to be there for that family.
And Tom, you kind of have a deeper connection besides just being a retired police officer and loving your job. You have a deeper connection in getting involved with this as well, correct?
Yeah. So I was on the honor guard, like Lisa says, and what a great honor it was to help families put their loved one to rest, per se, and to walk them through that. And, you know, after doing it for several years, I decided I was going to move on and get promoted and do other things. And then tragically, in February 1st of 2006, a guy that I went through several good incidents with out on the street, and just a real knucklehead and great guy, Henry Prendes, passes away. And there was a group of us. And, you know, when you work in the bureau where Henry was and had just gone back out to the street, you really get to know somebody and you understand their passions. And he was a golfer, and I was a golfer. And so we would talk about those things. And then tragically, Henry passes away, and he leaves two beautiful daughters behind. And our motto on the honor guard, and really the longer you get on the PD, you realize that you never leave one of those girls or boys behind. And you make sure that they grow up knowing that you're going to be there for them. So the two girls that we got in the studio today obviously are very important to me. We've seen them have kids. We've dealt with car wrecks. We've dealt with citations. It's just the girls are an extension of you now. And I'll talk to a good friend of the family, Ryan McCullough, who they call uncle. They will call him on a dime and say, this is what I've got. And Ryan's there, Brian Evans. I mean, I could name guys and guys that have been there for these girls. And that's really what it's about.
And you guys are kind of walking the walk. You're not just talking the talk. And I love doing this interview this morning because it's full circle. And I'm honored that you brought the Prendes daughters in. I mean, I've heard so many great things about you. I think our whole community has grown up with you guys, because back when this happened, you know, obviously it will be something that we never forget. And I know it lives on with you guys, but I'm honored to have you guys in here and share your story. And Tom, thank you for having the girls with you this morning.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Special.
Thank you guys for coming in this morning. Brooke Wall and Kylie Prendes. Thank you guys.
Yes, thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
And so what do you guys think about the Rock and Honor and things like this that go on?
You know, it's awesome. Just like Tom said, it's just another thing to just remember our dad, you know, remember other fallen officers, and, you know, we just don't want them forgotten. And so it's just such a cool thing that they just keep remembering him and honoring him and the life that he lived. So we just love that they do that.
And Kylie?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the event last year. I didn't know too much about the concert itself. Last year was the first time I went to the concert, but it was a pleasant surprise. I loved the memorial that they played for the fallen officers. It was beautiful just watching everybody in the crowd kind of just become family. Like, you just felt like a closeness in the whole room. It was really amazing to be able to get to, like, just know that everybody's just together, and it just brings the community together.
There's awesome. Other families sitting with you that literally just lost a loved one last year, 5 years ago. And, you know, it's been 14 years now. And so we're like, holy crap, there's other people in it with us. And we have never really met them other than just being at a memorial. So it wasn't even just about this cool, amazing concert. We're just sitting and bowling with other people who've gone through the exact same thing as us. So that's really cool.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning. Before we let you guys go, each one of you, tell us something amazing about your dad that you would like everyone to remember your dad by.
That's where
that's
do we start?
Legal from radio.
I'm like, where do we start? Right? My dad was very spontaneous. So no matter what was going on, if he wanted to do something and he'd pick me and my sister up from school and he'd be like, let's just go drive over here and go grab this. And it was always a drop of a hat. Like we would have the best time, like no matter what it was, could be simple. Mm-hmm. One little tiny example I just remember is, they had just finished raining. There was a rainbow outside and, it kind of looked close to the house. So my dad's like, let's go see if we can drive to the end of it. And we just drove for like maybe 45 minutes to try to catch the end of this rainbow for no reason.
There's gold at the end of that rainbow. That's why.
Oh man. You know, yeah, I mean, just like Kylie said, he was so spontaneous, but he also just was a man who just cared so much about people. So he just, still to this day, there's people who are like, oh, I was friends with your dad. I'm like, cool, I've never met you before. But it's just like so many more people they were friends with my dad. I'm like, how did he was 37. I'm like, how did he make so many friends? I'm like, I'm about to be 30 this year and I haven't even made that many friends. So it's like, you know, and just hearing stories, like people just come up to me and they're like, oh man, I will never forget your dad did this, this, and this. And it's just crazy the footprint that he left on this earth just in that short amount of years that it just amazes me. Like he was such an amazing guy. And I'm like, man, I hope I can live up to that just a little bit or even find someone that measured up to that. But yeah, he was just an awesome guy.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming. And I feel like I've grown up with you guys and we've already got to be a little bit on the inside of your story. So you guys are doing great things in life. And thank you guys for sharing
your
story.
You.
Thank you. And you guys will be out at the event as well.
Yes.
So thank you for continuing to do your stuff. And Tom, before we let you go, thank you for all the service that you did for so many years and the help that you continue to do behind the scenes that not everyone gets to see and for doing this.
Yeah. You know what? It's these girls that have brought up other families, and they will not brag on themselves. So let me little plug for them. As we lose officers every year, you will see these girls involved with the process. Then they went through it. They've lived it. Now they're on the outside of it per se, but they really are the ambassadors for us now. And families, you can see the families asking them questions, wanting to be around them. And it's kudos to these guys. Their mom has been phenomenal. Henry left a legacy of who he was as a Christian. And the life that these gals live is I get goosebumps still. And they need to be recognized. And I love the fact that they love keeping doing these things because our officers need this. Our officers
Absolutely.
Really do need this.
And their family.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, Tom Wagner was with Metro for 25 years. Thank you for doing this, and thank you for all the charity work you continue to do and being so amazing in our community. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And before we let you go, you want to wrap it up for us? Coming up, our Rock and Honor is what we're talking about, Saturday, February 22nd.
Yeah.
Lisa, you tell us everything you need to know. I wasn't going to say
That was a funny joke with us. It's just a funny,
was that cop
funny
humor?
Little joke there. Please come out. This is the reason why we do this. It's these girls right here. It's bringing a deeper message where now they can support other kids going through this. They've been through it. They lived it. And they know what they're going through. So to see them all together at this event is it's pretty awesome. So if you can, please just go out, support this. Tickets are cheap. Did that on purpose. There's going to be a special guest there. It's an event. It's not just a concert. It's an event. And, you know, more people there, the bigger the message.
Absolutely. Rock and Honor, make sure you go and get your tickets. BrooklynBowl.com, Adelita's Way, headlining lots of other great entertainers, and all to help the fallen officers and the families and things that we do not only here in Las Vegas, but throughout the United States. So thank you guys again. You guys are awesome.
Thank you,
Steph.
All right, you guys, put a big smile on your face. Thank you for listening. Of course, this has been Neon and Beyond.
If you would like to contact us with any comments, program ideas, or would like to raise awareness for your nonprofit organization or event, email Melissa Meyer at melissa@lvradio.com. Neon and Beyond is a public service of Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada.